Welcome back, everybody. We're diving into something pretty interesting today. It's all about how Jesus viewed family. We've got a whole bunch of verses, and honestly, you would not believe the variety of stuff we're going to be looking at. Everything from, the spiritual bonds to, things about honoring your parents and, some of those tough times when faith causes a little bit of family friction.
That's a fascinating area to explore because family for Jesus wasn't always like what we might think of when we think of family today.
Okay, so first up, let's jump into Mark 3:31-35. Just imagine this for a second. Okay, Jesus, he's teaching, he's surrounded by all of his followers, and all of a sudden his family shows up, right? You would think, oh, nice, like family reunion time. But Jesus kind of throws a curveball. He basically says, you know what? Those who do the will of God, they are my true family.
That's huge. You know, back then that would have been
I know.
a very radical statement.
Totally.
Because you have to think about it. Back then, in ancient Jewish culture,
Right.
family wasn't just about, who you had over for dinner. It was everything.
Right.
It decided your social standing, your inheritance,
Wow.
even your identity
Yeah.
was all wrapped up in who you were related to. So when Jesus basically says, my true family are those who follow God,
Yeah.
he's making a really radical statement. It's like
Yeah.
he's saying spiritual connection is more important
Yeah.
than these, super strong social structures.
It makes you think about, like, what does family really mean then?
Yeah, does it?
Are we just talking about blood relations, or is there something more to it?
Yeah, exactly. And I think it
Rock.
challenges us to think about all
Right.
the different ways that we form bonds with people
Yeah.
and build these, communities based on shared values and beliefs.
That's so true. Okay, so we started off with some pretty deep stuff.
Yeah.
How about something a little bit lighter? Let's look at Matthew 19:14.
Okay.
It's where Jesus welcomes children.
Oh, yeah.
It's just such a heartwarming image.
It is, yeah.
Every time I read it, just
Yeah.
it makes me feel good, and it always makes me think about the story in Luke 2:41-52,
Okay.
where Jesus, when he was young, stays behind at the temple.
Right.
And he's totally absorbed in all these, deep religious discussions.
Yeah, and it's interesting the contrast between,
I know.
embracing the innocence of children
Right.
and then, almost immediately showing this profound dedication to God's will.
Yeah, and you wonder, right? Was that experience in the temple, was that almost like a foreshadowing of the really tough choices that his followers might have to make later on, where their loyalty to God might create some problems within their families?
Yeah, it does make you think about that because, sometimes following a path of faith leads to unexpected challenges,
Oh, definitely.
especially when it comes to those closest to us, for sure. Speaking of unexpected, though, let's talk about the wedding at Cana. This is in John 2:1-11. This is where Jesus turns water into wine. Can you even imagine being there?
It would be amazing, wouldn't it?
It would be wild. Everybody's partying. And all of a sudden, boom, top shelf wine. I mean, would you have noticed right away, or would you just be like, oh, wow, this party's amazing?
I think it's fascinating because back then, running out of wine at a wedding
Ugh.
was that wasn't just, oh, we need to run to the store. It
Right.
was a huge deal.
Yeah.
It was super embarrassing for the family.
Yeah.
So when Jesus steps in, it's not just a party trick.
Yeah.
It's showing that he cares and
Yeah.
he wants to help people, even in what we might think of as an ordinary situation.
I love that. Yeah. It makes you wonder how often miracles might be happening around us and we don't even realize it.
And maybe it's not always, water into wine.
But just those unexpected moments of grace and kindness that make life a little bit better.
Maybe miracles are closer than we think.
That's a good thought.
Okay, let's switch gears a little bit here. Let's look at Mary and Martha in Luke 10:38-42. So you've got Martha, right? She's the ultimate host, running around making sure everything's perfect for everybody. And then you've got Mary just sitting at Jesus's feet, completely engrossed in his words. So tell me, who are you more like, a Mary or a Martha?
That is a good question. I think we probably all have a little of both of them in us. Right. There's that part of us that wants to,
Get things done.
get stuff done and be productive and helpful. And then there's that part that just wants to, be still and reflect and connect.
I think that's what makes the story so relatable.
Yeah.
Because it is that tension between our responsibilities and our desire for spiritual growth. Right. We want to serve others, but we also need to nurture
right.
our own inner lives.
Yeah. It's definitely a balancing act.
For sure.
And the story seems to say that, you know, both approaches are good.
Okay.
But making time for listening and learning from Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what should be at the center of it all.
It's such a good reminder to just slow down sometime.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're about to dive into some passages that are a little bit more direct
okay.
about family life. Specifically Ephesians 6:1-4.
Okay.
And Colossians 3:18-21.
And these are interesting because they were written by Paul.
Yeah.
So not Jesus directly, but they give us a peek into how that early Christian community was trying to figure out how to actually live out Jesus's teachings within their families.
Yeah. It's like we're getting this multi-layered perspective on what it meant to live out your faith in your family life.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's really fascinating.
I do too.
But we have to remember these letters, they were written in a very specific cultural context.
Right.
And back then they had different ideas about gender roles.
Yeah.
And even about family structures than we do today.
So how do we take those cultural differences into account when we're reading these passages now?
I think it's about, you know, looking past those surface level instructions.
Okay.
And focusing on those core values.
Yeah.
Like even though, you know, the roles might look different now.
Right.
Those principles of love and respect and responsibility within families.
Yeah.
Those are timeless.
Totally.
Those apply to everybody.
So it's like finding that sweet spot between, you know, honoring the historical context, but also figuring out how to apply these teachings today.
Exactly. It's where interpretation and application get really important.
Yeah.
It's not just about copying what they did back then.
Right.
It's about understanding the big ideas.
Okay.
And then getting creative and finding ways to live them out.
Yeah. In our own situations.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. So Matthew 15:4-6.
Okay.
This one's powerful.
Yeah.
Jesus is talking to people who use religion as an excuse to neglect their parents.
Mm.
It's like he's saying, don't hide behind your piety if you're not taking care of your family.
It is a strong statement, isn't it?
It is.
And I think, you know, we might still see that today.
Oh, yeah.
Where people focus on how religious they look, but then they don't actually take care of the people they're closest to.
Yeah, it's like calling out hypocrisy.
Right.
It's like true faith should show up in how you treat your family.
Exactly.
It makes you think about all the responsibilities we have to our aging parents, especially these days when families are spread out.
Yeah.
And everybody's so busy.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It really highlights how important it is to find ways to honor and care for our loved ones as they get older.
Yes. And not just when they're older, but throughout our lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, honoring and respecting them, even when we don't agree with them.
And recognizing that, you know, those family bonds?
Yeah.
They run deep.
Speaking of things that test those bonds.
Okay.
Let's look at Matthew 10:3-7.
Okay.
This one gets a little bit heavier.
It does.
Jesus says that following him could actually cause division within families.
You know, I think this one can be tough to hear.
Yeah.
Because we tend to think that faith should always bring peace.
Right.
But Jesus is being honest here.
Yeah.
He's saying, look, choosing faith,
right,
especially when the world doesn't understand it, that can lead to conflict, even with our loved ones.
It's like a reminder that staying true to what you believe in, sometimes it costs you.
Yeah. It's a sobering thought.
It is.
Faith isn't always easy.
For sure.
And sometimes we have to make hard choices.
Yeah.
Even if it means tension with our family.
Okay. And that brings us to our last verse for today.
Okay.
1 Timothy 5:8.
Right.
Now, this one's attributed to Paul, but it really echoes something we've been talking about with Jesus's teachings.
Yeah.
The importance of taking care of your family.
It's a great reminder that faith isn't just about the spiritual stuff.
Right.
It's about taking care of the people we love.
Yeah.
Making sure they're okay.
Providing for them.
Exactly.
That's part of living out our faith.
Yeah. Putting our beliefs into action.
Love and support.
Yeah. Through our actions as much as our words.
We've covered so much today.
We have.
Everything from how Jesus redefined family.
Right.
To how important it is to balance our spiritual growth with our responsibilities.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's
how these teachings are so old.
Yeah.
but they still mean so much today.
They do.
They're about things we all go through.
Yeah.
Love, loyalty, responsibility.
That search for meaning.
Yeah.
Within our families.
And it makes you realize no matter how much things change.
Yeah.
Those family dynamics.
Uh-huh.
The ups and downs.
The joys and the challenges.
They're always there.
Yeah, they are. It's part of being human.
So that brings us to a question for you.
Okay.
How do these teachings about family speak to us in our world today?
In a world that's so much more complicated than the world Jesus lived in.
Yeah. It really is a journey for all of us.
It is.
Figuring out what family means and how to make it work.
Yeah. And there's no easy answer.
Right. There's no one size fits all.
Exactly.
But maybe these teachings can be like a guide.
Okay.
Pointing us towards more understanding, more compassion.
Yeah.
You know, more connection with our families.
It's like we've got this amazing toolbox, but we have to figure out how to use it.
That's the cool part though, right?
Is it?
We get to engage with these teachings.
Yeah.
Think about them. Wrestle with them.
Yeah.
Find our own meaning in them.
So it's not about just blindly following rules.
No, it's about taking those big ideas and then figuring out how to apply them to our own lives.
With love and compassion.
Yeah, exactly. And let's be real.
Yeah.
Family can be messy.
Oh, it definitely is.
It's not always perfect.
It's not a Hallmark movie.
Definitely not.
Right.
But it's a huge part of being human.
Totally. Whether we're talking about our families by blood or our chosen families or even that bigger spiritual family.
Yeah, I love that.
These teachings remind us that relationships are so important.
They are.
They challenge us to be better people.
Yeah, to love more.
To live out our faith in a way that actually makes a difference.
It all comes back to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. So as we wrap up this deep dive into how Jesus viewed family, I hope you're leaving with more than just a better understanding of the Bible.
Me too.
I hope you're also feeling that sense of how important those connections are.
It's all about those connections.
With the people in our lives.
Absolutely.
They make us who we are.
May these teachings inspire you to build relationships that are full of love, respect, and support.
That nourish your soul and really reflect what it means to live out your faith.
Yeah, beautifully said.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember, this conversation doesn't end here.
It doesn't.
Keep thinking about these ideas and how they apply to your own understanding of faith and family.
I love it.
We'll see you next time.